in like El Nino by Jeremy Levine. El Nino is Spanish. It is the Spanish word for child. Like all things Spanish, it is dangerous. It kills people and burns down trees. This child is more than a child. It really isn't a child at all. It is a storm. A deadly storm that kills people and burns down trees. Warm water usually builds up around Australia, but not anymore with El Nino. El Nino moves the warm water from Australia to somewhere else, namely to other places. Where are these other places? These are places that also have water, but water that is usually not as warm as the warm water El Nino moves to these said other places. These other places are to the east of the water. In Peru, they have many names for many things. One of the things they have names for is for people who go fishing. Go fishing to make a living. If we had a word for these kind of people, that word would be fishermen, but we don't. In Peru, they have different names for things than we do in America. They call that kind of people pescadores. That's Spanish. That's what they speak in Peru. When El Nino comes, these pescadores can't catch any fish. El Nino is caused when the Peruvian gods get angry. They have been angry for millions of years and have made El Nino for millions of years. Many, many moons ago, the Peruvians committed human sacrifices to satiate their gods and end the flood that was caused by El Nino. In today's modern dog-eat-dog work-a-day world of scientists, diplomats, McSalad Shakers and George Bush Jr., we no longer have access to such solutions. We are too proud. We will not commit human sacrifices. We refuse to satiate the Peruvian gods. Thus they remain angry and keep killing us and burning down our trees with El Nino. Instead of satiating the gods, many of the scientists have tried to control El Nino with science. They put up expensive fish-attracting buoys that run on flashlight batteries. Imagine fighting the power of the gods with flashlight batteries! Needless to say, this didn't work, and everyone died.